the last mobility instructor I had while I was still in Charlotte was probably one of the most attractive women I've ever known, let alone mobility instructors. She was kind of I don't know if I want to say pushover. She was just really nice. And she was probably fresh out of college herself, so she didn't have a lot of experience working with children yet. But we did work streets and things like that, but after a while we were kind of working the same streets, and she also had me do the insides of malls and such, and we were kind of doing the same of those also. But in a way, that was a good thing because it helped me to really learn the pattern of how things worked. But the thing about her was that she loved to travel, so she exposed us to a lot of things. She took us to Los Angeles, California. She helped us organize that trip by to go participate in the Braille Institute Olympics, and she also took us to Washington, D.C. When I proposed the idea of that I wanted to visit, she said, if you can write a letter to the president or some such, then I will send it off. And sure enough, she did. And we got to go and visit the Oval Office. I also went to the Smoky Mountain with her probably a little bit later in that same year. We did all kinds of stuff with that woman. I credit her with giving me many different experiences. I had a few different mobility instructors even as I moved on. When I moved to Southern Pines, someone assisted me in learning some of the streets in that area. And when I attended North Carolina State University for a while that summer, in the summer of 97, someone had to work with me then in 85 to 90 degree weather, as they often do on college campuses, walking back and forth until we got the route drilled into our head and knew where to go. And that was a lot of fun. So that's a little bit about how orientation and mobility works. It's often exciting and tiring, but I credit the people who are willing to teach us those things. Bye-bye.